The person whose nazar is on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system, that it is from there that everything happens and there's hikmat and wisdom. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, how did she commit in na'uzu billah zina? But wasn't there a slander, wasn't there an accusation? How many days it took before the whole issue was cleared? But then look at the benefit of that, that Allah ta'ala revealed those verses of Barat and Surah An-Nur, whoever will read in the, till the day of Qiyamah now. They will read those ayat and verses of the chastity and purity and taharat of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala. Otherwise the Shias would have had a field's day. So we don't know the hikmat of Allah ta'ala. May yanzuru ila majari al-qaza. The person whose nazar is on majari al-qaza, from where it comes, the qaza. Then la yufni ayyamu bi mukhasamati nas. He doesn't waste his time fighting with people. Where all our time seems to go. What benefit will we get at the end of the day? We must make dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give hidayat. But if there is something that affects the reputation of the person, for example, is an imam, and something is said which is definitely harmful to his reputation, the people, his congregation will not listen to him after that. So then it's necessary for him to follow the sunnah of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and say, I will not come out from the prison until that issue is cleared where they had falsely accused him of having an affair with Zulaikha, the wife of Aziz of Misr. So he said, I won't come out now. When they said, now you can come out, everything is over, he said, I won't come out, first clear the air there. Because there was an issue there which had affected the reputation. And he was a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Here also the ayat were revealed. So what I am saying, ye daulat e ima jo mili sare jahan ko faizan e madina hai, ye faizan e madina, it's coming from Madina Sharif. You must appreciate this great ni'mat of iman. There was one person from Kabul with patched clothes, Afghanistan, patched clothes, looking in a very poor condition, and is going dancing away. I am the richest person. So the people made a joke of it. How can you be the richest person when even your clothes are not in good condition? He said, I've got dawlat-e-iman. I've got the wealth of iman with me. I am the richest person. Does anybody think of himself as rich if he's got just iman, Islam, and the basic needs and requirements? So ye daulat e iman jo mili sare jahan ko, because everything is dependent on this iman. Life is temporary. A person will exit the world someday. Jo aaya hai yahan aaj kal jayega, koi dam mein ye dam nikal jayega. Whoever has come here will go one day. This dam, this breath will stop. There is a limit to it. Every person has come with a certain number of breaths, and when that is finished, then he's going to depart. He's not going to remain here. So ye daulat e ima jo mili sare jahan ko, faizan e madina hai ye faizan e madina. Ye daulat e ima jo mili sare jahan ko, faizan e madina hai ye faizan e madina. Jo qalb pareshan tha sada ranjo alam se, jo qalb pareshan tha sada ranjo alam se, faizan-e-nubuwat se mila usko sakina. Ye qalb jo pareshan tha sada ranjo alam se, this heart which was restless, there was ranj and alam in it, all kinds of anxieties, worries and pains and problems, faizan-e-nubuwat se mila usko sakina. Allah Ta'ala gave it sukoon, tranquility, peace, happiness, contentment. All these things came into the heart with the barakat of the teachings of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Had it not been for Islam and Iman, this heart would have never found satisfaction. It could have never found satisfaction. The person would have been in the darkness. How in total darkness the person doesn't know whether he's picking up a stick or touching a snake, that's how the condition would have been. سو ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ. اینڈ ایز آئی سیڈ دے تو سفینہ یہ وی کین سے او ایروپلین ول لینڈ ان شاء اللہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, پھر دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ گیو از دا محبت, دا عظمت, دا عقیدت آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اٹس ناٹ جسٹ ٹورزم بزنس. ہے مدینے کی نسبت قیمت میری, وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. ہے مدینے کی نسبت قیمت میری, وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. ہاؤ مینی ٹائمز یو ہرڈ دیٹ؟ اور قیمت اینڈ اور ویلیو از اونلی ایز مچ ایز از اور اوبیڈینس ٹو اللہ تعالیٰ اینڈ از نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. Following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, bringing the amal, the akhlaq in our lives, that much is our qeemat and our value. We can place any kind of value of ourselves, but it is nothing, it means nothing. The world at large today, the value of a person, to what level we have reduced ourselves. When you talk about the value of a person, then what we look at is what car he drives, what is his bank balance, how beautiful is his home, how many degrees he has got. Once again I repeat that it is a wasila of the akhirat. If a person uses it correctly, it becomes wasila of the akhirat, a means of gaining the akhirat. If the person uses that wealth, uses that car, uses that home, uses these ni'mats and bounties correctly, he acquires it properly and then uses it correctly, then it becomes wasila of akhirat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not condemn these material things as such. He condemned dunya, which means that which diverts the person from the remembrance of Allah.